Why is it we think it's okay to do things we hate? Or in other words, why is it that so many of us go ahead and torture ourselves? I'm thinking of this as I just read the comments on the last video I made. About 10 people said how they absolutely couldn't stand listening to my voice. How it was just unbearable to listen to me talk. I like the fake-ass Dr. Phil, that made me laugh. It is interesting to see what I don't understand. Well, I do and I don't. So, for my what I do, I don't watch anyone's stuff that I don't like to listen to. If I don't like your voice and you made videos, I wouldn't watch your videos. Because I don't have any desire to torture myself any more than I already have. And yet, how many times in my life did I sit through and watch things I hated? That video, Friday, it's Friday. I watched that whole thing and then said how much I hated it. I'd watch a TV show and then say how much I hated it. And that looks like what's happening with a lot of people with my videos. They hate watching the video, and maybe it's you. Maybe even you hate watching the video. And the question is, why do you do it? There's a mute button. There is an easy way out from listening to my voice. There's a mute button. It's that simple. If you like the gameplay but don't like the voice, then mute button. And yet, why is it so often we don't hit that mute button in life? Why is it we sit there and take unnecessary pain and suffering? From my experience, it's because I thought I deserved it. I thought I deserved to be punished. I thought I was a bad person. And anytime I get into shame now, those feelings come back. And if I don't see that that's what's going on, then I'm stuck with them. And the worst part is I'm stuck trying to drag everyone else into that reality with me, because no one likes to be miserable alone. Misery loves company. And miserable people want other people to be miserable with them. And I get that. Because people who are happy want other people to be happy with them too. We all are out to drag everyone else into our own world. And I can't say I'm any better or worse than that. I'm telling you about my world so you can have the chance to join me in it. The difference is that I'm just saying how things are rather than trying to harass you or force you into my world by saying something about you or attacking you. That is what a lot of us do in our lives, that when someone is hurt, they will often attack you instead of open up and say, look, I'm hurting, or I'm having a hard time. They'll try and put you down. I realize most of the people who are posting angry comments in my videos are people just like I've been most of my life, angry young men. I've been an angry young man most of my life. I look back at my Facebook posts, I'm ripping one person after another, one politician after another, one social system after another, one person after another, one place or thing after another. I can understand if people feel the same need to do the same thing to me today, because I have done that so many times. I've been there. That I still am willing to work and put these up, you might ask. Why am I willing to open myself up to more suffering and more negative comments, more people being angry at me? That seems just as crazy as watching videos that you don't like without muting the audio on it. It seems that to me, if I'm doing things for the right reason, it's worth taking some of the pain, you could say. I'm here. I know I'm doing this for the right reason. I'm doing it out of love, out of kindness, out of generosity for myself and my world and you and your world. That's why I'm doing it. So I'm willing to take any pain that's associated with doing what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm okay with that. You can look at a lot of the greatest figures in history also took a lot of flack and judgment and took a lot of pain and misery and suffering to get there. And yet everyone has misery and pain and suffering to go through. It's what reason are you going through it for? Are you doing it because that's what you think you deserve? Do you deserve to be punished today? I've spent a lot of days in my life deep down believing I deserve to be punished. And yet on the surface, I attacked other people all the time because I thought if I went out and put everyone else down and pulled everyone else's world down, then I'd be on top. If I could just step on other people enough, then I'd be on top that way. And I'd feel like I didn't deserve to be punished, like I wasn't a bad person. The problem is, no matter how much you attack and tear other people down, you can't build yourself up at all. The insults that are thrown at me don't tear me down at all. They don't lessen anything. They don't take anything real away from me. The things, F you, your videos are stupid, fake ass Dr. Phil, it doesn't hurt. It doesn't take anything away from me. There is nothing to hurt here. There's nothing to get at except my own hurt. When you try and attack another person, all you can hope to attack is their own feelings about themselves. You can only hope to remind them of the things they don't like about themselves. You can't attack anything else. That's why often people in relationships are the most effective at attacking each other, because when you're with someone a lot, you know the things they don't like about themselves, so you can push those buttons. I'm aware of a lot of the things that I don't like about myself. So when other people bring things up, I'm already conscious of them. It doesn't cause any additional hurt. And in fact, it often can help me. Now I know if I'm hurt by something, it's because I'm not consciously aware of it. It's there under the surface. And things that are there in the subconscious come out in weird ways. The weirdest way I see is for the need, when you deep down feel something about yourself, this weird need to label everyone else as that too. Some of the comments to me, really, they make me a little bit sad for the person that posted it, because I don't know if they can see it. I can see exactly what they want me to be, because that's who they feel they are. Deep down, I don't want anyone to be anyone else outside of what I am. Why would I want to label anyone else as something that deep down I didn't feel was true about me also? I like to label you as a loving, caring person, because that then reflects on me. If I label anyone else as a hateful, nasty person, then that comes back to me too. I can't give out something that doesn't come from the source being the same. So if I give out hate, that must come from a source of hate also, and that must be inside me. And that, to me, is enough punishment and justice in and of itself. A person who is giving hate already is feeling the hate inside first before it comes out. Now, if you can become conscious, aware of all the hate and suffering and frustration you're feeling, then there's a chance to be free of it. But the rational thing to do is to try and run and hide. I'm not like that. You're like that. I'm not like that. They're like that. These people are wrong. I'm not wrong. I'm just fine. And really, everyone is just fine. Really, no one needs to do anything differently. Ultimately, I make these videos for me, to help me practice my way of living that works and takes good care of me and the people around me. I make these videos kind of like just a journal for myself, and I share them online because I find when other people do that, that it is helpful for me. I like people's honest thoughts shared from the heart. So I share these. This is essentially an open journal that I share with you, because then I feel good about it, and it seems a lot of other people feel good about it too. Do the words necessarily make sense all the time that I share? No. Sometimes they don't make sense to me, and I'm the one saying them. The spirit the words are shared in, though, that is what I hope is communicated. The loving, caring, understanding spirit that they're creating in, that's the message, the real message I have to give. Because that's the message I want to get back to. Now, it can be infuriating to see love and understanding and patience and peace if you're in a place where there's hate and hostility and resentment and resistance. It can be infuriating to see acceptance if you're in a world of rejection. So I understand and I respect that. And I make this so I remember what it looks like to be in each world, because I switch over into the hate rejection world too. Thankfully, it usually only lasts a few seconds to a few minutes today instead of 10 years, with brief breaks in love and acceptance. Today I pray to remember that everything I create and share reflects what I already have inside. That if I create and share loving things about people, then that's what I have inside. I pray to remember today that I don't deserve to be punished for anything. That I am the forgiveness that can bring peace to every mind in this world. Most notably, my world, my mind. I pray that you have the same chance today to live in a life where everything is okay and everything is accepted just fine, just the way it is. And that you don't have to punish yourself for anything that happened before, because you're just how you should be right now. Thank you for watching this. I value your feedback on it, whatever it is. And I hope you have a great day today. Even if you don't want me to have a great day, I still hope you have a great day today.